The celebrated Czech sculptor Abraham Zobek died on Thursday at the age of 91. Zobek was the author of many sculptural works, including a memorial to the victims of communism at Prague's Újest at the foot of Petrín Hill. Jan Wellinger has more.
Abraham Zobek is considered one of the most important Czech figurative sculptors of the 20th century, someone who left a definite mark on the Czech art scene. Zobek first gained wider attention among the public as well as a high moral standing after he cast the death mask of university student Jan Palach in 1969. Following Palach's self-immolation in protest of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. Palach's act, extreme as it was an attempt to rouse the Czechs to resist. And here is how Mr. Zobek described the situation in a past interview for Czech radio.
I grew up in the First Republic and lived through the German occupation, a short period of freedom, and then the Russian occupation. When Jan Palach came, it was like a miracle in contrast to the dirty and stinking mud we were in. I felt that I couldn't just stand by and do nothing. Not many people know how to cast a death mask, but I did, and it was my idea.
Zobek's decision to commemorate Palach's sacrifice earned him the ire of Czechoslovakia's communist regime for many years to come, effectively until the fall of the system in November 1989. In that past interview with Czech radio, the artist described how the repercussions for the act were hardly a surprise.
I expected it, but it wasn't the kiss of death. I only couldn't travel, I couldn't sell my work, I couldn't accept commissions. But I was able to work as a restorer, and that wasn't too bad. It was possible to survive.
Among the foreign audience, but also at home, Zobek was also very well known for his memorial to the victims of communism, which is located at Prague's Petrín Hill, commemorating those who suffered or lost their lives after the communists seized power in 1948, right up until 1989, when the regime fell. Unveiled in 2002, the work shows seven broken or decayed bronze figures in a line on stairs, with missing limbs, and more damaged the further they are away. The monument has been criticized by some artists who slammed the design as kitsch, and others still criticize the work for featuring only male and no female figures. However, over the years, no one could argue the work hasn't raised emotions and attracted plenty of attention. Meanwhile, the largest retrospective of Abraham Zobek's work was held at Prague Castle Riding School. That was in November of 2013.